USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo denies there was any kind of cover-up concerning the state's coronavirus deaths within nursing homes.
All the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported. The numbers were the numbers, always.
The New York Democrat insisting the state was initially focused on responding to a federal request for data, which resulted in delays when state lawmakers requested the same information. Winter storm warnings remain in effect from Texas to Maine for a powerful storm bringing a wide variety of weather with it. People from Texas continue to clean up from snow that fell there as wind chill readings are in the teens all the way to the Gulf Coast. The storm affecting over 100 million Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The CDC is continuing to issue guidance regarding children returning to the classrooms.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reiterates science reveals reopening schools without all teachers being vaccinated from COVID-19 is okay.
Through additional mitigation strategies such as teacher vaccination, the teachers are prioritized. But from a scientific standpoint, we know that it's possible to reopen schools safely without all of the teachers being vaccinated.
Representative Dr. Brad Wenstrup, the Republican from Ohio, says on Fox News his schools have been open since August without any repercussions. And we need to look at the big picture.
We're not really looking at risk versus benefit, and a lot of kids are suffering. An entire generation of kids are going to suffer greatly, and the country will suffer from that as well.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Enrollment in Obamacare reopens today. The Department of Health and Human Services is reopening insurance enrollment on healthcare.gov. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The first race of the 2021 NASCAR season was plagued by a rain delay that lasted more than 5 hours and bookended my two large crashes. The Daytona 500 was only 15 laps old when a 16-car wreck brought out the yellow flag, minutes before lightning brought out the red. Racing finally resumed around 9 o'clock Sunday night. On the final lap, teammates Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano collided, causing a train reaction crash behind them. Michael McDowell was able to avoid the wreck and slide to the front to collect his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory.
You have 40 drivers and you got 39 losers and one winner. And, fortunately, yesterday we were the winner. And, being a Daytona 500 champion and NASCAR's premier series, it's something that's very special and it'll last a lifetime.
Chase Elliott finished second, Austin Dillon third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Denny Hamlin, who won the race's first two stages, came in fifth. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A memorial event will be held this week to remember the victims of last week's murder in Buffalo, Minnesota. A moment of silence is scheduled to take place on Tuesday to honor the one person who died and four others who were injured in the attack. The suspect, 67-year-old Gregory Ulrich, was taken into custody following the shooting and faces several charges, including second-degree murder. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. Check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.